Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 48, question 123. What is the second petition? Thy kingdom come, that is, so govern us by thy word and spirit that we submit ourselves to thee always more and more. Preserve and increase thy church, destroy the works of the devil, every power that exalteth itself against thee, and all wicked devices formed against thy holy word, until the fullness of thy kingdom come, wherein thou shalt be all in all. Amen. We've been looking at what the questions particularly add to our understanding of the Catechism. And, of course, this is the kind of question where it's pretty formal. It doesn't really add a whole lot. You wouldn't be able to say much about what is the second petition in isolation from the answer. But there is one thing that maybe is worth highlighting in this, apart from the fact that they're dividing the Lord's Prayer up into these different specific clauses, showing us that in our understanding of Scripture, we should analyze, we should break things apart into their constituent ingredients and focus attention on each one so that we can then reassemble them. But I'd also like to highlight the significance of the opening words, "Thy kingdom come, that is." And then it's going to give an expanded version of that. It's going to not just summarize, not just shorten, it's actually going to amplify the meaning a little bit. Not amplify illegitimately, not stick in there something that's not included, but bring out into clearer, into fuller light, what's wrapped up and embedded in those words. If you think about "thy kingdom come," that's pretty simple. That's just three words, very short, very small, but there's a lot embedded in them because there's implications behind the idea of "thy kingdom come." We're asking for something to happen that hasn't fully happened yet, or we wouldn't still be asking for it. And then, of course, the idea of kingdom is a broad one. It's one of the biggest themes in Scripture. And so there's something to bring out of those little words. And that leads me to say that there is a little slogan that we sometimes hear that is very true and that we should never lose sight of. And that is, the meaning of the Word of God is the Word of God. Sometimes we get a little bit of a reductionistic idea of the Word of God as though the only thing it said, the only thing it taught, was what is verbally contained in the words. But we see that that is not the approach of the Catechism. "Thy kingdom come," what does that mean? Well, it means something for me. It means govern me, govern all of us who pray this by your word and spirit so that we more and more submit to you. But it's not just something that it means with reference to us. It means something also with reference to the whole church. Preserve and increase your church. It also means something about the enemies of God's kingdom. Destroy the works of the devil, every power that exalts itself against you, and all wicked devices formed against your holy word. And it means something for the future, until the fullness of your kingdom comes, wherein you shall be all in all. All of that is legitimately contained in the little expression, "thy kingdom come," because the meaning of the Word of God is the Word of God. God has given us a short book, relatively speaking. So it's a short book with a lot wrapped up and folded and crammed into it, which comes out as you consider it carefully and prayerfully.